Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More Crash and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Patriots, Titans on Sunday. We've got you for NFL Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. leading into the game. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, as he does each and every Wednesday here with Gresh and Keith, it is Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston, brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tommy, would your hair be standing up if the Tennessee Titans have A.J. Brown against the Patriots on Sunday?
I don't know how many strands would be erect as a result of that. I just don't think that right now they have the protection or the quarterbacking that is going to make A.J. Brown really as productive as the A.J. Brown we got accustomed to. Do you guys think it makes that much of a difference? I mean, they are so inefficient right now. And Ryan Tannehill, you know, he is playing at a level that is eye-opening. You know, he's got 31 sacks taken this year, which is tied with, who the hell is it? Justin Fields for tops in the NFL. 31 sacks. And he leads the league with 12 picks.
Yeah, he's so and he had 4 picks last week, but even still, the 8 picks leading into the Texans game were more than he had in either of the previous two seasons with Tennessee. Is it that their offensive coordinator, that when he was there, Arthur Smith, is gone to Atlanta? Is that the big difference? Because Derrick Henry's missed 3 games, but he was still there for 8 of them. So why do you think Tannehill has regressed so much this year?
I can't figure it out. And the interesting thing, too, is that they played, you know, pretty well when they went to Los Angeles and played the Rams. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you look at that, It's puzzling, and then on the other hand, it's not. You know, you count on Derrick Henry, you count on Julio Jones. They've been plagued by those injuries, and the offensive line has been a little bit of a mess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think you have to fold in the Arthur Smith stuff, no doubt. But I think, too, that you look at just, I mean, is Tannehill being exposed as a product of his system? The way people would say, for instance, you know, perhaps Mac Jones is at this juncture, and everybody's a product of their system and based on the talent around them. But I'm surprised to see Tannehill regress so much.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, does Mike Vrabel need to have sort of a bigger imprint this week on his offense to survive without the stars, or on his defense to slow down the Patriots' offense?
I think this is going to be about a mentality and a identity type of game. You know, I mean, they are 8-3. 2 of their losses have been to the worst teams in the league. Last week was definitely a preventable loss. You shouldn't lose to the Texans under any circumstances. So I think that he can appeal to, okay, we're backed into a corner. Just because we're missing some big ticket, big name players, we can't go into a complete shell. Who are we? So I really think this is going to be a competitive game. We spend too much time, and I bet you guys agree with this, looking at recent history as an indication of what's going to happen the next week. As if these teams don't practice, don't focus on what they did wrong the week before. And then that's how we end up being surprised by the outcomes when a team plays drastically better than it did the previous week. Of course they're going to work on it. And I think that the Tennessee is going to play much better this week.
Yeah, Tennessee's a weird one to figure out, like you said, with their losses, then combined with some of their really big wins that they've had. They've kind of been all over the place, but they're still the number one team in the AFC. I'm curious, Tom, if you have any theories as to why Bill Belichick's coaching tree, and I'm well aware that Mike Vrabel was a player and not a coach, but he often gets lumped in there. They have had so much success against Bill, whereas the rest of the league really hasn't. And yet these guys, and they're in a variety of places. Some are in good spots, some are in bad spots, some are right in between. But all these assistants or former players have a winning record against Bill. Do you have any theory as to why?
I think it's they know how the sausage gets made in Foxborough. And they're anticipatory. Like Bill spends a lot of time going into games and hatching things for teams that they've never seen before. Well, I think there's anticipation of, all right, well, he's probably not going to do what he's been doing because that's how we coached when we were there, and he's going to try and do this to us. Or why don't we out-Belichick, and we'll come up with something different. Look, but you're right. It's not a coincidence. There's only one coach that you can say the Patriots had mastery over, and that would be Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Mangini or McDaniels, or Vrabel, or even Matt Patricia, the success that they've had relative to the quality of their teams has been astounding.
Yeah.
And
Flores,
you know, growing Coughlin, too. Yeah. Coughlin's presence and understanding of how Bill will work, and people talk, well, the mystique isn't there. I just don't think that is a concrete thing that you can hang your hat on. I think it has to be X's and O's and approach as opposed to a mystique thing.
Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston with Gresham Keefe. He's with us each and every Wednesday here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. He joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. So it's Tennessee on Sunday. Then you get the extra day, Monday Night Football to play the Bills. Then it's into the bye. Then you come back a day earlier now to play the Colts at 8:20 on that doubleheader on Saturday, December 18th. But, Tommy, it gives you an extra day of recovery before that second game against the Bills. Is this just another thing turning up chaos. Patriots like this past weekend where everything seems to be falling into place, including not only having the late bye, but getting a whole bunch of wonky, different kind of rest around the bye week?
Yeah, you get a crappy team to play, i.e. Atlanta, on a short week, and you get to chew them up. And then take 10 days off and actually have Bill get the opportunity to say, look, you guys might have won 5 in a row, but when you really scrutinize what we're doing, this has to be better and this has to be better and this has to be better. That you're exactly right. I mean, that's another underrated aspect, I think, of teams and their preparation and what goes into each week is how much extra time do you have to focus on the things that you're not doing well? And how engaged are your players going to be in spending that time on improvement? That's a massive part of it, too. Okay, bye week's great for self-scouting and improvement, but if everybody mentally checks out and, you know, goes to Cabo mentally and physically during that weekend, it's not going to help. I think the Patriots right now, because of the momentum they've gained, are so friggin' engaged. Mm. It's new for Matt Judon. It's new for Kendrick Bourne. It's new for Jonnu Smith, even though he's not playing that well, to have an opportunity to be on a team that's trending in this direction. And I think that, you know, even the younger guys, Duggar, Barmore, Bentley, they're taking more and more ownership of this team. And as a result, they're checked in. Everybody is so checked in. I think they're certainly deserving of being looked at as the most dangerous team in football.
Who is the best team in the AFC right now?
I'm just writing a column on that right now. I don't know who the best is. I think there are teams in the AFC who are better than the Patriots at their best when they play their best. But the Patriots are the most predictable, trustworthy, and dependable, consistent team in the conference. So if you need to go 1,000 miles on a tank of gas, you probably want to get behind the wheel of the Patriots.
And
a lot of teams will get you there more comfortably,
uh-huh.
but I you can make a case that the Patriots are the best team in the conference, depending upon what you value.
And Tommy, to your point, it's a 5-game win streak, and the loss to Dallas was in overtime. You could argue it was there for you. And then with Tampa, the field goal bounces the other way, you win. There's a possibility, given the way they played, that this team wouldn't be on just a 5-game win streak. They could be on an 8-game win streak very easily.
And the only game that you can say the Patriots didn't show up for was the game against New Orleans. That was a, you know, a mistake fest. They lose by, you know, a significant amount. Was it 15, 28 to 13?
28-13. They gave up that Taysom Hill 75-yard drive.
So that's the only game that they've been uncompetitive in. Now you take Tennessee. They've been beaten by the Jets in Houston. You take the Chargers. They've been blown out by the Patriots. Take the Ravens. They lost to who they lose to really bad a week or two ago. Thank you. Jacksonville beat the Bills. It just goes on. You know, and Kansas City has lost to every single good team within every single team within the AFC playoff bubble that the Kansas City Chiefs have played.
Right.
They've lost to. And even when we say, well, they're Kansas City, they're coming on, they've scored more than 20 points once in the last 5 games. And that was 41-14 over the Raiders. The Patriots are the most consistent team. They're the most balanced team. And as a result, it's astounding to watch unfold because the AFC has more than met them halfway in their rebuild.
So when looking ahead to, again, only one first-round bye this year in the playoffs, and you have all this logjam at the top, and we were doing this exercise earlier in the week, the Titans are in first place, but they don't have Derrick Henry. They have the head-to-head with the Patriots. The schedule is pretty easy for them, although they have a couple of head-scratching losses. You have the Patriots. We all know their schedule, and the two head-to-heads with Buffalo, so you can add them into the mix. Kansas City, like you said, they just beat Dallas. They beat Green Bay, but there was no Aaron Rodgers. And then Baltimore probably has the toughest schedule the rest of the way. So who do you think right now is the Patriots' biggest threat for the top seed?
I would say the Bills.
Okay.
I think it could come down to right in their own division, battling to see who wins the division could also be the top seed. I mean, I just don't – it's fun. And I keep talking on – at our station at NBC Sports Boston, that we're talking about, can the Patriots win the Super Bowl? I'm like, this is so much fun, this AFC right now. Can we stick with the foreplay and stop worrying about what happens at the end? I mean, the division.
The games each week are so great. Yeah, I'm with you. The Titans game is a massive game on Sunday, and then I'm telling you, the Colts are good. The Colts are going to be in the mix, and that's going to be a tough game. The two Bills games are going to be good. So yeah, I'm with you.
I can't trust Carson Wentz. I mean, he had a play the other day that looked great. He ducked out, ducked under, and went directly forward and gained 15 yards. I could have seen him getting concussed, to the nines on that play. Mm-hmm. He just makes some silly decisions, and I think eventually he's going to turn back into the Carson Wentz that he's been since 2018. Or really 2017 and getting hurt. I just can't bet on the guy.
Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston, make sure to check out his piece there and the companion piece on Thanksgiving sides, which I know Tom has been
he's all about
on
it.
As
yeah,
well.
That,
I'm all set. MYOP, mind your own plate.
Tommy, thanks. Have a great holiday. The best of Bo Curran. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
There you go. Too, Tom.
Because that is the other real winners on Thanksgiving Day, you know. Because Bo Curran is the dog of Tommy.
Oh, he'll probably eat good.
Dogs love,
eat good, yeah.
I get two golden retrievers. You kidding me?
The best time of their life.
Oh, they're loving it. Coming up, it is the best time of your life. Slow burn, maybe some food talk in here next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.